once I round up, because I want to read something and then we close. Now, there was picture. That man, he was preaching one time or some other time, and there were pictures that appeared like a reflection of light. And the man printed those pictures. They are in his website. They are hanging in his church and the churches of all the people that believe him, that it is pillar of fire. The same pillar of light that came on William Branham, that it has also come upon him. There is another preacher in Singapore by the name of Richard Gang. Richard Gang saw it and replied him. Richard Gang told him that he is a professional photographer, and that those pictures that he's claiming, that those pictures, they are not the picture of a supernatural object. They are reflections of light. And he said they have also followed his ministry everywhere he went. And he printed the pictures. He put the picture on his website. Pillar of fire. I don't know whether anybody can see them. Or I don't know whether it will appear. Or you can see the light there. But anyway, whatever. I don't know. Here they are. He said they are reflections. The same type of light that man is carrying about and bamboozling his members. That see, God is vindicating him, that he is now the messenger. He said when you use a digital camera and you snap on a glossy surface, there will be a reflection. And he showed it and proved it. Praise the Lord. Secondly, this same Raymond Jackson that he has bamboozled them, that Raymond Jackson told him that he will be the one that will take over, in Raymond Jackson trying to prove the John ministry. Can we read it now? John, Revelation chapter 10. I'm very, very sorry, church. Forgive me so that your own sins too will be forgiven you. Let me read it. Revelation chapter 10. You have heard some people saying, now, there is John ministry. Ashomolu, there is John ministry, John ministry. This is where they derive it from. Listen, from verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stood upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. Now from verse 8, the emphasis now. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was as in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. That means there is going to be a ministry. Hallelujah. Now, when 3 years ago, this man came up with this scripture and said that before the rapture, the same ministry, John there was a type of a man that God will raise before the rapture. He will eat up the book. That means, and then he will prophesy. That means it will be a preaching ministry. And that, hallelujah. You know, ever as I'm saying, the thing they pay me. I told Pastor Enoch in Abuja and Port Harcourt. I told those others that came to meet me. I said, I don't believe this ministry is a one-man ministry. William Branham preached the message he called the title The Adoption. William Branham said, just before the rapture, God will release an anointing on that element, the bride, just before the rapture, that will cause the whole earth to call the attention to the group of people. People will be wondering, who are these people? In another message, he was preaching, and then he said, he began to see that move going on. He was saying, that he wished he would be there at that time. That it will be so glorious. He said, what you see happening in my ministry now, in a minority, he said, you will see it happening in the majority. A number of people, the anointing will come upon them. Hallelujah. He said it. I read it. Every intermessage church, they are waiting for that period. Hallelujah. William Branham said, at that time, you will see the manifestation of the power of the spoken word. It was demonstrated in his life. He spoke. He said, let there be a squirrel. And the squirrel appeared. Life. The storm was raging. The angel told him, speak. He spoke. You storm, be still. The storm disappeared. He said, that same power will be so manifested in a group of people that will let the whole world know something is happening. Then that was when he used the example of an eagle. He said that he noticed an eagle. He is a hunter. He said, an eagle is looking at you like that. He said, when you carry your gun, he knows you are a hunter, you will shoot him. But instead of him to run immediately, he said, he will wait until you set your gun. He said, but the bird knows, just before you press that trigger, it is one flop, he will whap and he's off. He said, that time we come with the eagle anointing upon us. He said, when we shall be causing confusion by the anointing that will be manifesting. He said, they will try to come and get a hold of us, the Ecumenical Council. But before they hold us, he said, the rapture will strike. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No, some people say no. And that is the John ministry. He said, you will prophesy to nations, to peoples, to kings and princes. That is John ministry. A man says, I have heard him, Pastor Thomas. He said, I am John. He put a flag, John. I am John. Unless you believe I am John, you can never go in the rapture. And he's saying this to about 100 people sitting down listening to him there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Until 3 days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, God in his infinite mercy made me to see a message Raymond Jackson preached in 2002. And I want to quote what he said. I'll read it and we close. On page 22, he called it Getting the Bride Ready. Part number 3. In page 22, I want to read something here. He said, He said, there is something, part 3, yes. There is something else right on the end of this door. When we come to verse 8, it's referring to that Revelation chapter 10. Still in the 10th chapter, do you remember where I said to place it? Right here, just before the week starts. That is the week for the Jews. Immediately the rapture takes place. He said, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, Now this is the archangel, the one that cried, that caused seven voices to sound forth that mystery which constituted the seventh seal, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel, and I said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. This is all symbolic. Ezekiel was told to do the same thing. And it shall make thy belly bitter. When you eat something that is bitter, it means a bad case of heartburn because it did not agree with you. But it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Hallelujah. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Now, Raymond Jackson is explaining it. This is different than when the seven thunders said. To me, this is an anointing, the same that kind that was on John, that caused him to write everything that he had seen, past tense, present tense, future tense. It was a prophetic anointing reserved for him for that hour that gave us this whole love letter. But if John was told, thou must prophesy again, it means a repeat is forthcoming. Not him, but anointing that was on him will rest on a ministry of some individual men. Men. Who are somewhere in strategic places on earth associated with particular people. And they will have an opportunity to speak to politicians. I have felt like the bride of Christ has been held in the background, almost like she does not even exist. That is why the charismatic people all that time see themselves as the bride of Christ. They are not the bride of Christ, but they are out there portraying themselves to be, at least in their words. They are so far from being bride saints, it is pitiful. I believe once the seventh seal has been made known to the bride, which is already in perfection and is already in unity because she has already attained the statue and image of Christ, she is ready to leave this world. But God is going to let that anointing drop on that little bride and that ministry, which are men. And they are going to speak out some things that are absolutely going to cause the mouths of politicians to fall open. Why? Because that will be God's way of bringing about a testimony that causes the bride to become known. All they see in us now is just a nucleus of strange fanatics, but to the world in general, we do not even exist. I have to believe, when that anointing that was on John repeats itself again, it will not put the speakers on the Isle of Patmos, because it will not have said what he did. How many understand that? John was on the Isle of Patmos, and all he had to do was just write all this. But when it was said, for thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings, you do not do that out on the island of Patmos. You do not do it locked up in jail. That is for the end time church. I have to believe there is a little nucleus of the ministry that this anointing is going to fall on. And that is going to be God's way of closing out the testimony of the bride just before she leaves this world. He repeated it again in the second part of the message. Part 4. And I'll read it. Praise the Lord. I read it in page 11. Part 4, page 11. When the angel said to John, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Watch it. He was not talking about just one man prophesying. When I showed Pastor Thomas this 2 days ago, he jumped out of his seat. I sent this quotation to all of them. All of them. I sent text. Sent to many. I read it again. He was not talking about just one man prophesying. I have to say to you, that is a universal picture around this globe as the bride has been brought into a state of urgency and expectation. There is going to be an anointing come upon them like nothing they have ever experienced before. It is going to be a prophetic insight, because he said, thou shalt prophesy before kings, governors, nations, languages, so on and so forth. P- Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see why they don't like me? It is over. You can believe what you like to believe. Church, there is an anointing that will be released, and it will manifest through the gifts. The anointing that will pour on us. All of a sudden, God has started that move, and people don't even know it. For the first time in the history of this message, since William Branham died in 1965, there is no inter-message church that has produced gifted people like this church has produced here. And people are wondering what is happening. We have not even started yet. It is testing. That is why we are in the backyard. That's why we're in the backyard. God is still preparing his people. He is preparing us. He is washing us with the washing of the water of the word. He is preparing us. A time is going to come when the politicians from Abuja will send for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A time is going to come, hallelujah, when pastors, big, you have seen it in Revelation. You saw it. We are waiting. It will come to pass. Pastors, big pastors will come to this church to ask what is happening. Tell us what is happening. It looks as if we are not even existing, like Raymond Jackson said. But the time is going to come before the rapture when that ministry, that anointing that was on John, will come again for us to prophesy. And it is a prophetic ministry. It is a thus said the Lord ministry. It is the thing that will cause the attention of politicians. It's not Godhead. It's not serpent seed. What will call the attention of the politicians will soon be that they will come, and the power of the spoken word, they will receive it from one little girl. Before they come to Bride Assembly, they will see our security at the gate. They will ask, please, is this Bride Assembly? The security will say, what is your problem? And we begin to discern you from the gate there. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It will not be a one-man thing. Nobody will come to Bride Assembly and look for Pastor Moses. They will not say, go to Pastor Moses. They will say, go to Bride Assembly. And when they reach there, they will see security. They will see people cleaning. They will see somebody cleaning. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the person will begin to discern. That is the ministry that will soon take place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, don't be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. If to say this man can even pray for headache to go, no single gift, nothing. Babalaka is English because he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer by profession. Nothing. I am sure. See, since I sent this to them, they have been in confusion since 3 days ago. The day I saw it, I shouted. My wife, I said, come and see. Oh, trouble don't come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I didn't read this before I said what Jackson said. I didn't read this. This was preached in 2002. Raymond Jackson died 2004. This only came my way 3-4 days ago. I even had the container. I didn't even know I had it at home. But when it was time for God to let us know we are traveling on the right way, blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a land beyond the river. Can we stand up? That we call the sweet forever. Are we only rich? The shore is the green. Oh, one by one we get the potters. They are to live with the immortal. When the ring, the golden bells for you and me. Oh, they are to hear the bells, the ringing. They are to hear the angels singing. It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee.
and the rich, let all be better so you and me.
When the Lord told me some few weeks ago, I should teach the people how to operate the gift, I told you it is because God is about to release an anointing. I told you this, I didn't read this, so before I said it, I only read this 3 or 4 days ago. But when the Lord spoke to me that day here at the altar, he said, teach them how to operate the gifts. Now I know, because there's soon going to be a move. Hallelujah. A move that will shake the whole country, shake the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is soon going, homegoing time, brethren. God is anointing and preparing his people for the last showdown. For the last showdown. Very soon, blessed be the name of the Lord, the 7 thunders will sound. I will see Jesus. Oh,
someday, in the sky.
I will see Jesus.
Oh, someday, in the sky.
I will see Jesus. I heard him on his tape. He said, Moses put human blood under this altar. He said the prophecies that are going on here, he said they are familiar spirits. He said Amarachi is a witch of Endor. And you know that is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. By that, the day I heard that tape, I knew that that man has sealed his doom. Because he knows that the anointing is real. But out of jealousy. They are confused. Why will he be in this ministry that is all these things will take place? And they don't know. None of these ministers came here with that gift. They came here, they came into the message, and God anointed them. Men and women, God is using you people to make some people run mad somewhere. They can't understand. Hallelujah. You find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We cross over Jordan to Canaan's fair, and this is like heaven to me. Yes, Jesus, like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan, open our cellar, and this is my heaven to me. When I said happy, I sing and I shout. That devil don't believe it, I see. Yes, sir. But I feel with the spirit, there isn't a doubt. And this is the matter with me. Hallelujah. This is like heaven to me. Yes, sir. This is like heaven to me.
I cross
over Jordan to Spain and Sela. And this is like heaven to me. You are wondering why I'm excited. How can I see a vindication of what I stand for? And I will not be excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, stop being religious. Get connected to this last move of God. One of these days, the thunders will strike. Something will begin to happen any moment from now. Any moment from now. God is just setting the stage, setting it up. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all at with the Father, faith and Pentecost, which blessed and made it clean.
He is running now with him.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah. One of them, shake your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I'm one of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the verses of that song, it says,
though these people may not learn it, no boast of worldly fame, they have all been back in Jesus. Baptized in Jesus' name and are telling far and wide that the spirit is just the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah. They are not learned, they not go to school, but they have all been baptized in the name of Jesus, and they have experienced the power of the Holy Ghost. And they are going about telling the people that you don't have to go to Bible school. Hallelujah. Now, if you catch what I'm saying, the bride of Jesus does not run after any prophet. See vision for me. I beg now my wife be this. I beg now my husband be this. I beg. No! You are the one everybody will be running to meet. Wherever you are, there's something about you that will attract people to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, the last move of God is on now. And it has pleased God that we are going to be part of that move. Oh, certainly we are part of that move. Lift up your hands and let God confirm that what I am saying is the truth. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus Christ. Say it again. Say very loud. Say very loud. Place your hand on your chest. How many here today, Lord? Yes. Yes, that's one. Who again? Yes. Who again? Get connected. How many more, Lord, that you want to confirm the ministry of William Branham, confirm that we in Bride Assembly, we are in the line of truth, we are in the continuity message, confirm, Papa, through healing now, through deliverance now, through a miracle now, search your people, Father. How will they know that what I have spoken is the truth? Cause a healing to take place now. Cause a deliverance to take place now. One touch, Holy Ghost, before we go home. One touch, Jehovah. Jesus, may you reign.
May you reign.
Jesus, may you reign.
May you reign. Oh. Yes, today you reign. You reign in my life. Today, I'm a reign.
I reign forever.
Oh, yes, today.
Yes, today.
William Branham. And if we are the sons and children of the prophets, where is the Lord God of William Branham? Yes, 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 yes. Elisha took the mantle. He struck that same river Jordan. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Oh God! We are children of the prophets. In healing, miracle, power of the spoken word, deliverance, great move of the Holy Ghost. Papa, where is the Lord God of William Mary Abraham? Yes. 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 Who again, Lord? In healing. In deliverance. In the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders. The blind receiving their sight. The cripples rising to walk. HIV disappearing. Diabetes disappearing. Ulcer disappearing. Fibroid disappearing. Infertility disappearing. Staphylococcus disappearing. Curses being broken. Covenants being broken. Where is the Lord God of William Branham? Papa, where are you? Where are you? How do we know we are not following empty fables? We are those you are going to use at this end time, Lord. Papa, we are those you are equipping for this end time move. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they, Papa? Where are they? Among your daughters, where are they? Among your sons, where are they? Among your servants, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? They have written all manner of books against your servant William Branham. They have abused him. They have said all manner of things. We are those you will use to close the mouth of the gainsayers. Let every curse place on anybody here be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every covenant from the marine kingdom, marine spirits, with a shrine, with any occult kingdom, Let that covenant be loose today in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Father, my God. Every sickness in our midst here now, spiritual or physical, in the blood, in the bones, in your digestive system, in your nervous system, in your reproductive system, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Any sickness in our midst here today, every sickness that came across William Branham was healed. That same anointing is here now. Nobody will go back with any sickness, Papa. Papa, let nobody go back with any sickness.